With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Milton is now a Category 5 hurricane and headed for Tampa Bay, Florida. National Hurricane Center's Jamie Rome urges people to prepare for lengthy power outages.
Need to be on high alert for flash flooding potential even before the hurricane makes landfall, and that includes southeastern portions or metro Miami-Dade portion. So basically, all hazards are in play here, a multi-hazard event. You really have to be thinking about significant widespread power outages for days.
Milton's top winds reached 180 miles an hour Monday. That's up 90 miles an hour from just 16 hours prior. As Hurricane Milton closes in on Central Florida, there's a report that FEMA doesn't have nearly enough staff to respond to it. According to the New York Times, just 9% of the agency's personnel are available to respond to the hurricane or any other disaster. This follows a claim by DHS Secretary Mayorkas that FEMA has no money to respond to additional hurricanes. Also at SRNnews.com, Google is ordered to open its Android app store to competition.
A federal judge has ordered Google to tear down the digital walls shielding its Android app store from competition as a punishment for maintaining an illegal monopoly that helped expand the company's internet empire. The injunction, issued by Judge James Donato, will require Google to make several changes, including a provision that will require its Play Store for Android apps to distribute rival third-party app stores so consumers can download them to their phones if they so desire. Judge Donato is giving Google until November to make the revisions. Google plans to file an appeal. I'm Norman Hall.
This is SRN News. A disturbing new poll from the United Kingdom.
More people believe that God does not exist than believe that he does in the UK. That's the finding of a multi-year study run by Queen's University Belfast. 42% of the British people now say they don't believe in God versus 37% who do. It is a stunning development in a nation with a rich Christian history. The faith first took hold in what is modern-day England in the 300s, and the embrace of Christianity there produced Methodism, Charles Spurgeon, and the King James Bible, amongst other things. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jewish communities everywhere reacted with horror at last year's October 7th attack by terror group Hamas on Israel. Monday's one-year commemoration of the assault hit home particularly hard in Pittsburgh's Jewish community, where a gunman carried out the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history, killing 11 at the Tree of Life Synagogue. This is SRN News. Another burden for North Carolina residents reeling from Hurricane Helene.
A hearing has started in North Carolina over the insurance industry's request to raise homeowner premium rates by more than 42% on average. A top lieutenant for insurance commissioner Mike Cossey began hearing what's expected to be multiple weeks of testimony and evidence on Monday. Any decision would likely come before year's end. An industry attorney says inflation and more storms require rate increases to ensure claims are covered and companies get a fair profit. Keith Peters reporting.
A judge gives preliminary approval to the $2.7 billion legal settlement that figures to transform college sports. The judge released an order Monday, setting a timeline for a deal that would put millions of dollars into the pockets of college athletes who can begin applying for payment on October 18th. More details at srnnews.com.